Thank you and good morning. County public work crews have been busy over the past week clearing roadways that have been impacted by heavy rain, downed trees, and mud and rock slides. Matole Road in Ferndale remains closed due to slide activity, and operation of the McCann Ferry remains suspended. Alder Point Road is down to one lane due to a slide, as is Shively Road, again due to slide activity. Highway 299 remains impacted by a rock slide at Big Bar, and currently travelers heading west from Reading to Eureka will have to stop in Weaverville. One-way control traffic is in effect as work continues to clear the slide, which at one point completely closed the roadway. The forecast is for more heavy rain on Thursday and Friday. Motorists are encouraged to check road conditions before they leave home. Jordan Christmas has news on a wanted man.
The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office have issued a be on the lookout for 27-year-old Donovan Baltzley, who was able to flee from a sheriff's deputy over the weekend. A deputy conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle in the Blue Lake Casino parking lot, and Baltzley, who had multiple felony warrants out in his name, broke free from the deputy while being placed under arrest. He fled the scene on foot and could not be located in the immediate area. A search of Baltzley's vehicle turned up drug paraphernalia and ammunition, and deputies believe he could have a firearm in his possession. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities.
Thank you, Jordan. The Redway Community Services District has advised Redway residents to boil their drinking water to avoid any possible contamination. The Ill River water source has not been treated to safety standards, and officials are being cautious over concerns some untreated river water got into the water system. Bottled water is also an alternative, and the issue is being resolved by Community Services District staff. A Redway man suffered minor injuries after he fled from Arcata Police late Friday night, and then he ended up in Eureka, where he encountered and fled from a sheriff's deputy in a badly damaged Jeep. 45-year-old Brian Miller was seen driving the stolen Jeep by Arcata Police, but managed to elude officers after a pursuit. That pursuit led to damage on the vehicle, and when the deputy spotted Miller near Myrtle and 7th Streets in Eureka, the vehicle was running on three wheels. Miller once again decided to flee and ran over a stop sign and a street sign at 0 and 7th, and then hit a parked car. Miller, who suffered minor head injuries, then ran from the deputy on foot, and that pursuit was unchecked by the use of a taser. At one point, Miller tripped and fell to the ground and was taken into custody. After receiving medical treatment, he was booked on a host of charges, including vehicle theft, felony evasion, and resisting arrest. The City of Eureka has created the Eureka Economic Development Commission in an effort to promote the county seat as a business-friendly city and to advise the City Council on matters that would directly affect the city's economy. The commission of seven members, Michelle Cartledge, Neil Carlson, Michael Kraft, Kelly Martin, John O'Connor, Susan Seaman, and Randy Weaver, will meet once a month, and their first meeting is scheduled for tonight at 5 o'clock in council chambers. The City of Eureka has adopted a strategic economic development plan, and the seven-member commission is tasked with helping the city meet those goals. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Paul Heliker, the general manager of the Humboldt Municipal Water District, joined Talk Shop on Tuesday to discuss, water. The region has gotten a lot of water over the past 8 weeks, as steady rainstorms and atmospheric rivers have passed overhead, dumping rain across the north coast. The Ruth Lake Reservoir filled in December, and that means the county has plenty of water in reserve, and that the effects of drought being felt in other areas of the state have not affected Humboldt County.
Well, the snowpack is above normal now. The precipitation levels are above normal. So we need to see that trend continue. And what happened during the last drought back in 1988 through 92 wasn't even an El Nino year, but the reservoirs all filled that year. I'm hoping that we'll see that happen for the rest of the state. It's happened now on the Mad River. So what we've been arguing is we don't have a drought on the Mad River. So why are we doing these conservation requirements?
Heliker said that he expects the state to keep mandatory conservation rules in place, despite there being plenty of rain locally.
If you look at the major reservoirs, Shasta and Oroville, they're still down below historic lows. They're running right now about 60% of average. But I think the situation that the regulatory agency is looking at, February extension of the regulations, and by February, the reservoirs probably won't be full. They probably won't be back up to average, so they're being cautious.
You can hear the entire interview with Paul Hellicker by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.